Jesus, we say, blessed is your name. Blessed is your name. We worship your name. How many have received favor or blessing in the last month that you can identify, that you could testify about? You could be both, you know. You could have both. You could have blessing and favor and trial. Blessing and favor and trial. Father, we thank you, Lord. Multiply the blessing. Multiply the favor. We ask you not to multiply the trial. We'll go through the trial, multiply the favor, multiply the blessing. We thank you, God, you hear our cry. This isn't just a churchy thing. You actually hear our cry and you respond. So I just want to say how much I love you because of that. It's also a tip off to the worship team what song is next. Please don't use the term Lord if you don't mean it. If you're not letting him have control, don't use the term Lord. If you don't bow down with your own agenda, lay it at his feet. Don't use the term Lord. If you don't even look to his word for guidance, Lord means we're servants of the Most High God. Servants, servants. We're sons and daughters. He's made us sons and daughters, but we shouldn't act like we're in charge. It's better to act like servants and let him move up our chair at the table. Serve the Lord Most High. Bow before the Lord Most High. Watching, he's listening. Obey the Lord Most High. I just want to say how much Jesus loves you, Lord. I just want to say you're my King. Forevermore, let me just declare that you deserve glory.
Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are Lord of all and you're tendering our hearts this morning in a new way. Lord, you're meeting us right where we are. You're touching us because you're such a good Papa. You love us, Father. You love us so much. Our response to you is yes and amen. Lord, as we think about this day here that we celebrate moms, moms of the past, moms of the present, and moms in the future. And we thank you, Lord, for your father-mother heart that understands all of us, our differences, our similarities between genders, our roles. You understand all of that. And you're raising up sons and daughters who love you for you and are not afraid to say, Abba, 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 Father, Abba, Daddy. I love you so much. I can't help but want to follow you. I can't help but want to do things your way. Thank you, Lord, for this great love that propels us into friendship, servanthood, and obedience. Thank you, Lord, for the purity of your heart knows no bounds. Thank you, Lord, that you understand and you see our hearts of sincerity. You see our hearts when we're muddling through. You see our hearts when we're trying, saying, Jesus, I love you, but it's not looking really good. Doesn't feel really good. But I know that you love me and I love you, and I want to grow in that. Lord, thank you. Thank you for you can only give that heart to your children. I thank you, Lord, so much for raising up the little ones in this house who are becoming, will grow into strong moms and dads, Lord willing, strong mothers and fathers, strong warriors and worshipers, strong in these last and final days. Thank you, Lord, for the exuberant and effervescent and majestic love in this house. Thank you, Lord, that each one of us is such a beautiful flower in your garden. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you see us as your precious roses and many other flowers in your multi-variegated garden. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you take up residence and our garden becomes your garden and you water it and you make us so much like you. That's our desire, Lord. We can't do it ourselves, but we are totally dependent on you. We want to become even more and more a beautiful, sweet-smelling fragrance and aroma in your heart. And only you can produce that. And we choose to cooperate with that today even more, trusting you, believing for the best in our lives and those we love, staying in the garden, desiring to thrive and become all you've created us to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. You are the fairest of them all. You are the rose of Sharon. We thank you, Lord, that today, as we specifically celebrate moms, God, that our hearts would just explode with your love, whether we're moms or dads, or we don't have those particular roles yet, but we all come from a mom or a dad and a dad. So we thank you that you're our ultimate dad. We thank you, Lord, that as we read through this celebration on the card that attached to each rose, that every ear will hear what you think of your mamas in the house and future mamas and even dads. So thank you, Lord. I just want to celebrate and show. I picked two today, was given two initially, of the pink and the red. And they're beautiful, aren't they? And I just want to read to you, and of course this is, you can read yourself, but those who wouldn't be here today and might listen to this later, just want to have all this recorded. But it says, Happy Mother's Day 2018. May the beauty of this rose remind you of the glory, majesty, and fragrance of the one who loves you most. He is the amazing Rose of Sharon, who delights to draw you into the depths of his heart of love for you. He sees you as his treasure. He sees you as his very own and is desirous and able to change you into all that he has created you to be. He is worthy of your entire life. We celebrate you today, moms, I'm adding that, for stepping into the most exciting and rewarding life as a Jesus-following mom. May you continue seeking the face of the loveliest of all. May your children and grandchildren follow your heart of devotion to Jesus and his kingdom ways, living their lives totally for him above all. Be blessed today. I love that. And I just want to thank God for each one. So if you have had the privilege of bearing a child, or you've had a child in the womb, and or you have a child currently in the womb, whether your child is living outside of the womb here or not, but if you've had that honor and privilege of motherhood, can you just stand up so we can just celebrate you in front of the Lord and each other? Just stand up. Any moms or grandmothers, those who've perhaps their children are in heaven. Doesn't matter if you've had an opportunity to bear life in any way. So, Father, we just thank you for these moms. We just thank you, Lord, for what's coming for each one who is celebrated today. And also those who are looking forward to becoming a mom someday, can you also be on your feet? Just stand up. You're looking forward to that. Either you're married or you're not married yet, but you're looking forward to that privilege. And that basically covers every lady in the house. So we just celebrate you and say yes and amen for your life. Whether your mom is here, your own mom is here on this earth, or if she's passed into eternity, or maybe you've never even really knew her all that well, or maybe she's struggling a lot. We just still celebrate all moms and grandmoms that are associated with you, and all the little girls also who are going to look forward to being a mom in the future. So if you're a young girl in this place, moms, can you encourage your daughters to stand up? We are celebrating daughters of the King and daughters who are looking forward to that in the future. Maybe it's just a thought. Maybe it's not fully developed, but we're just celebrating all the ladies right now. We just love you and we praise the Lord's holy name for your life. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this tender time. Thank you, Jesus. And for those who might have daughters who are struggling, maybe they're confused, maybe they're moving towards more of their own thinking or way or whatever, or grandchildren, just ask you to consider just continuing to pray and stand and believe, because the Lord wants to turn all things towards his heart of love. Be bold, be strong, and be encouraged. We just love you and celebrate you. You can be seated. Last year for me, almost hit it. This came. I received many special love offerings, gifts from my own kids, natural kids and spiritual kids, and I was really blessed. But this came in the mail, unmarked, and maybe one of you gave it. Oh, Michelle, you'll have to listen. We just celebrated you. But it's recorded. And we understand, just saying, it's on there. But I just want you to know that I was given this last year, and maybe it's one of you who blessed me with it, but it has taken me through so much, I can't even tell you. No one announced it. No one told me I gave it to you. I've checked with my kids and a few people, and did you ever say this before? But I want to read it to you because it has provided me with strength throughout this past year, and especially last Mother's Day. And it was just, you know, such a blessing on top of other blessings, I can't even tell you. But I asked our folks back there to, if you guys could put the proverb up here. It's Proverbs 31, 25, and 26, I think I asked you to find it. Okay, if you can put it up here. It says, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Is that the fullness of it? Okay. So I'll read you mine, which is close. It says, Mom, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. I don't know where this came from. If it's from someone in here, God bless you. It has blessed me more than you can even imagine. If it's not, whoever someday will say they sent it to me, or it just showed up and God sent it to me on his own. I don't know how that works, but I just love it. And I know that throughout different times this year, that has been something that the Lord has said, put your coffee in that mug and read it and believe it, because you're not believing that right now. You don't feel like that. It doesn't look like that. It doesn't seem like that, you know. And the Lord says, but this is how I see you. So really encourage yourself in the word, moms, this year coming up, and moms-to-be. Really encourage yourself. Take stock of how the Lord sees you and how the Lord views his love through you. And he's so pleased with you. He's so proud of you. And always take the time to tell somebody else that and try to demonstrate it as much as you possibly can. And I know you do, the moms in here and grandmothers in here. So those of you who get to be related to these lovely women, you are blessed. So you get to tell them that more and more throughout this week and the rest of this year. It's very important that moms hear that from heaven, most of all, but also from others who represent heaven, maybe imperfectly, but you represent heaven. So God is good. I want to thank you all for this amazing week. I know many of you were able to make it out this past week for fire and incense. It was beautiful. The place was open 24/7, and we had people wandering in and out, and the worship was going all throughout the week. And I'm really grateful. Thank you to Rachel for coming up with an amazing activity for children. Thank you for taking the time, those of you who are able to, I don't know who you are, to come out and take advantage of that. She sent texts out, I believe. So thank you for that. Rachel, it was a really good thing as part of the next generation. I was really smiling when Pastor Bill was singing at the end at the little guys, you guys up here, young men of God. And I thought, man, I can't wait to see who gets to be your wives someday, because they are going to be so blessed. Oh, because you're very special and you're learning the ways of the kingdom. You're learning the ways of God, the ways of the Father's heart. And the Father's heart of love is so strong here in this place. And wouldn't the enemy love to kill that? Wouldn't he love to bring division? And that's what happens when there's separation, there's divorce, there's confusion, all of that. It's just intentional from the enemy to bring division in families, ministries, you know, wherever. So be proactive in being part of a solution to turn things in a different direction, if you know of that in any particular place. I praise God for the unity in this house, and I want to thank God for your lives. So God bless you. And I also want to thank those who were able to come out on Friday night. Friday night was amazing. The very beginning, I wasn't here in the very beginning, but it continued to climb all the way up and kept going off the charts. And Gateway blessed us and got to talk with the folks from Gateway, and they were so encouraged from Akron, so encouraged when they were here, so encouraged as they were walking out the door and just saying so many good things about their experience here in the presence, and Frontline set the stage. And then Span Ministries came after that, and the ministry that they gave, that they released, just continued on. So it was just like this upward climb. At the same time, the enemy was moving to try to bring, you know, in hearts of people who just love Jesus. It's crazy. It's crazy. So we're just believing that this is a year where the holiness of God, the purity of the Father, the fragrance of the aroma of our Savior is just paramount in our hearts and lives. And we'll do whatever we can to press into the presence and move into what he's calling us to do, especially in these last days. In a little bit, I'm going to pass out. Carly has copied for me, for you guys, actually, Song of Songs from Ben Atkinson, just a teaching. I just thought about this very strongly, looking at the roses and thinking about where God wants to go in our message today and what these young men and women are going to get in their class. And number 36 for us is dealing with Song of Songs, verses 1 and 2. So I'm going to ask Angie if she could put Song of Songs 1 and 2 up on the screen. And I want to look at that for just a minute, and we're going to take a look at what God's Word says about that, so that we can go home this week and reread what's on each one of the roses that I read, and also what God wants to impart again in a deeper level, in a deeper place in our hearts. So many things that the Lord is doing, ultimately to release his powerful love that results in just saturation of our hearts of feeling so together with him as one, and then pouring out into radical obedience. And he calls us to obedience even if we don't feel love. However, when we're a bride just lost in love, obedience is spurned from that. It's just spawned from that, rather. It just comes. And it becomes easier to say no and yes. Yes to him and no to other things. And that's what God has for us in these last days. So many of you are in holy clubs, and maybe, I think Carly said they were tonight, if there were going to be Song of Songs, that would be the message. But we're not going to show it in video, because each time we get together for the holy clubs, there's a video that Ben put together. He put 60 of them together for this, and then there's one each day prior to that, at least one. It's really cool. And God saturated him with this revelation for at least 3 years. So it's very strong. So I just really encourage you to own that as much as you possibly can, because it's going to provide a foundation of love that's going to be helpful when we look back in years to come. Believe it or not, the hard times we're going through right now are intended by the Lord. He doesn't like that when we hurt, but he knows it's difficult. But he's saying, I'm fortifying you. I'm bringing you into a place of receiving everything that you can to be able to know how to help somebody else get free and come into the garden of his heart, and to be able to stand in these last days, having done all, stand. So this is just part of that. Whether you're in it or not, we're going to be blessed today, and maybe for the next time, if you have the time, you'd like to be in it, that would be something to consider, because I think it's a really good foundational choice if you're able to make it, whatever works in your life and your schedule. So if we can put that up there. I am the rose of Sharon. I want you kids to look at this up here before you're released. It says, I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys, like a lily among the thorns. So it is, my darling, among the maidens. And this is a verse that might not make a lot of sense, but there's a picture here in words of actual flowers. One's called a rose of Sharon, and one's called a lily of the valley. And the Lord is speaking to us about himself being a rose of Sharon, lily of the valley, bright morning star. And he's saying, that's who I am. I am the fairest of them all, but I love you with the same love, our Father says, as I love Jesus, and that's how I see you. When we come into a revelation of that, things just really pop and change. It's not just, yeah, I have to receive the Father's love conceptually. It becomes something interactive in our hearts. That means inside of us, that just turns us towards Jesus in a way that is different than we've ever been before, and keeps on becoming more different. So I'm very excited about that for these guys. I'm going to ask that when we release the young ones here, that Carly, if you can pass out those handouts and make sure all the teachers get one, if you could just touch on a few of the points. You don't have to teach this as a lesson, but touch on a few of the points about the flowers themselves when you're back in your class. So if they're 3 years old, make it to 3-year-old level, right? If they're sixth grade, then you can read right off of that or whatever. So if we could pass that out, I think Carly has those. And can we put the pictures up there for the kids to see of the two flowers, and then we'll go back to Song of Songs. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous? That's called the Rose of Sharon, and there are many, many colors. That's just one of many. And it really is sweet-smelling. You can go, it's really sweet smelling. Oh, wow. And it gives Jesus much joy when we can see that he has made this. Somebody recently asked me, how do you know God is real? Take a look at the Rose of Sharon. And he calls us the Rose of Sharon. And he also looks at himself as Rose of Sharon. Hi, sweetie. Well, not right now, I'm talking. Okay, it's okay. But you can listen. Thank you. So, another thing that it depicts here is purity and loveliness of Jesus and how he views us also. And he wants us to know that he sees that we're really lovely and delicate, and we need to be watered. We need the sunshine to just come on us, and he is the sun, and it's just beautiful, and there's much more than that. And there are many other pictures. Can we show the lily of the valley? Lily of the valley, look at these. They look like little bells. Maybe you've seen those before. And those are beautiful. They also signify the holiness and beauty and purity of Jesus himself. This used to be my favorite little flower. This and Rose of Sharon, we had them in the yard, I believe, because I looked at it and went, oh my gosh, that's what I had when I was a kid, but I didn't recognize it at all. At least what it seems like to me is I look back and go, I think we had that there. These ones for sure, I planted a little garden, and it was prophetic. These little flowers, when you look up, you look at them, and you're far away, you can't see them really well if there's just one on a strand like that. But if there's a whole garden of those, oh my gosh, and you look back and you see a whole valley, you see the lilies of the valley, bright and morning star. Jesus says, that's who I am, and that's how I see you, all clustered together as so important to me, just one of you, but so important to me as you're all together. You're going to learn more about that too. So this week, think of yourself ultimately as the fragrance too, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, but he also says, that's how I see you. And in the Song of Songs, he's talking to his lover, the Shulamite woman. So it's a whole story, a love story. We're not going to go into any more than that, but this is for you guys. You may not understand, but your moms and your dads or grandparents will be able to share a little bit more from the handout when they get that, okay? So you guys can go to Kingdom Land now. So can everybody, I think Carly's passing one out to everybody. Did she do that yet? Is Car in here? Okay, guys, before you go, can you start with them, please? That makes more sense. Yeah, they're leaving. Thank you. Good. Hi, Judah. Everybody, every teacher, get one. Thank you. Can I have one too? Thank you very much. Thanks, sweetie. Okay, let's put that NASB back up there. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason I asked Carr to print this off, and we normally don't do this. Ben is not just printing these things off and we're free to just release these. No, but this house is different. We're family to him, and for all of us, because most of us are in this, that's okay. So this is not, you know, we're not taking everything from Song of Songs and giving it away. So we're not doing that. That's Ben's. So thank God for that. But I want to draw our attention here because it's really well done. And it's a handout that's really helpful, and it explains the scripture that's right up here. Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Like a lily among the thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. So if we can just look at this right here, it says, the goal is to measure your success according to God's standards. And I think that, to me, stuck out when I was reading through this. I thought, yes, isn't this what it's all about? We're always trying to say, Lord, am I on it? Am I doing it? Am I right where I should be? Do I have the right job? Am I doing the right thing? You know, all of that. Am I where you've got me? Am I flowing with what you're saying? Is this your presence for me? And is this the present for me that you have? Is this your best? Because everybody in here would want God's best, right? I want God's best, you want God's best. And we're always preaching and saying, revival, revival. You can see it on our frontline page. We had a whole bunch of people back here on Tuesday night from outside of frontline, as well as many from frontline. And we saw that. And we just were really encouraged because there was this holy roar of people just stepping up and stepping into that which is passionately releasing in their hearts. And I got to be part of that too. And it was really, you know, the tenor of it was like, okay, we're going after this. You know, maybe someday the Lord will bring a place where we're talking about the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Never know. But this was the tenor of what God did. It was a holy roar. And it was stirring and it was great. And I praise God for that. Because there's a whole lot that we need to do and step into in the area of worship warfare that we don't understand really fully. We read the battles of David and Goliath. Our kids go to Chapel Hill, and they had this amazing program the other night about David and Goliath. It was really good, and I was really touched by it. And just this little tiny, you know, sixth grader, was he fifth or sixth? Sixth grader, you know, having to encounter Goliath, and the sixth grade teacher came and, you know, dressed up as Goliath. And it was just a really good visual. Plus, there was music, you know, in behind that. And I thought, actually, I thought of Darlene. I thought, you could write something like this because you're so anointed and creative. I really did. I was thinking, wow, Lord, let the creativity flow, keep flowing on this woman because of what we had for Christmas. It was so great. But whatever, if the Lord does that, then know it's from him. I just want to speak that over you because I really did sense that when we were watching this. I thought, whatever, God, do it. And so, and maybe there's somebody else too, but I've seen this anointing on her and she stepped into it and you guys all helped her, so thank you for that. Anyway, there were many who were singing and supporting those who were the guards and the king and everybody who were saying, you, David, you're just a little runt. You can't do that. And how he stepped into it, and it was really glorious. And it was I think it was very stirring. And I, was talking to Isaac after that. I said, "So what do you think, Isaac? Want to do something like that?" He goes, "Yeah, we need to do something like that at our church. We can do that. Just not as long as this one." It was funny. But it was just this, something was stirred inside of them because it was a lot of humor and with seriousness. And that's a gift that you have. You beautifully exercised that last year. But I was really touched by that. And I thought, okay, God, you're raising up all these forerunners, these little ones, whether they realize it or they don't now. They're gonna have things that so touch their hearts. We need to know how to channel it. There was a 3-year-old or almost 3-year-old who was visiting here on Friday night. And when I talked to this little angel, and I just was like down in her face, and she started telling me about her relative, her grandfather, who didn't know Jesus. I didn't prompt that. It was the Holy Ghost. It was like, what? And it was so strong on her little heart, it really wrecked me. I thought, wow, this is amazing. Because it just came out of the depths of her heart, I believe, from being in the presence here and being, and plus she has that moving already, because I heard she had said something about it the week before, you know, very similar time frame before. But I know that what Jesus was doing here, because it was so strong, touched her really strongly. And so as I'm talking to her just about the Lord, she brought that out. And I said, oh, can we? And it wasn't judgment. It was just really anointing. It was an evangelistic anointing. And it was a Song of Songs anointing. Because it so hurt her heart that her grandpa didn't know Jesus. I was like, I'm blown away. Not prompted, except by the Holy Ghost, right? So I'm talking to her and saying, well, can I pray for you, sweetie? Maybe we can pray together. Yes, let's pray together. Oh, my gosh. And then one of the parents said, and you know, your other grandfather doesn't know Jesus either. I was like, what? So there was this heart being stirred out of the presence of God, out of the love of Jesus, and worship and strength, and just the anointing God gave to this little girl for such a time as this. It seemed to be really strongly stirring. So we'll be watching and see what God does. So he's doing that in all of our kids here. I know it. I see it. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, Green Light Missions people, as well. Thank you, Jesus. So to measure our success according to God's standards, take a look at what it says about the rose and the lily. The bride is pictured as a beautiful rose and a pure lily. So there's beauty and purity right there, whose primary life, purpose, and identity is found in seeking to fully love, which is the rose, and obey, which is the lily. Okay, now those are the two components, to fully love and obey. It doesn't say fully love, then obey. It says to fully love and obey, which I believe is very true. And that's why they're both mentioned in the same passage. Can you see that? Fully love and obey. But out of the first, which is to fully love, obedience will happen. It has to, but we still need to obey him. It's like our commandments from God. He says, love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, right? You shall. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Some people don't, they go to part two and try to love everybody around them, love their kids, love their grandkids, but they're not really going after the love of God, the love of the Father, because they stop. No, I can't. And they shut down. There are things operating. We can't hide behind. Well, I'm really sincerely trying. Although God says, I see your heart. However, I'm calling you to obey. That's why Jesus said, oh, hate the sin, love the sinner, but go and sin no more. He says it together. If we forget that part, then we're missing the whole picture of God. And then we're hiding, potentially hiding in the place that does not uphold the very nature of God. And that's something God wants to see in our own lives, first and foremost, so that we can share that with others. And we can. We can do that. We can. We can have that kind of heart developing, even if it's immature, where we're able to convey that and say it and mention it in a way that ears will eventually hear, But it'll be met with a scream at first. But we have to. Because if not, people can get caught in a quagmire and just kind of going round and round and round. I know God loves me. 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 But I can't, they think, or won't obey fully. And they'll stay right here. And the Lord says this is a time of maturing. You know, these are not little buds. These are full, mature roses. I don't have any rose of sharing to give out. But if we have to see God that way, that's what he's calling us to do. And not hide behind the emotion that stops it. Not hide behind the mind that stops it. And not hide behind the will that stops it. Those three things in us, if we partner with anything but the full nature of God, can stop us from taking those steps. If we can receive that as revelation today, we can get free of the very thing in our mind, will, and emotions that will stop us. It's really true. Honestly, we think of cancer in a body, a physical body, and it just makes us crazy, right? Like, no. But if we think of cancer in some place inside of us that hurts our papa, hurts the Jesus inside of us, hurts the Holy Spirit inside of us, that's cancerous to him and to us. It's lethal. Then we will take a step. And we actually have to come and renounce the opposite of what it means to have faith in God. We have to renounce it. We have to. You know why? Because there are very many powers that will try to kill these roses, steal the aroma, steal the beauty, smash them, eat them. The rose and the lilies and such are among thorns, which it says. And so the Lord's saying, I want you to see this. If you'll grab this in the Song of Songs even, you'll be ready to go forward. But that's what the Song of Songs is for. So it's when we hear, you know, if you do nothing else, just love Jesus. That's true. But that doesn't mean that you're going to go forward in the fullness of that unless you embrace the fullness of who he is. And that's why the Lord put two flowers together, a lily among the thorns. Thorns represent sin. So that's why he puts obey in there, you see? I was just praying with someone recently and explaining some of this. And a person who was really hurting, really suffering. And when it's explained in a way that someone can understand, if they're open at all, which, you know, you trust that that's how God uses you, right? You can be used to open, and you can be used to also give the next step so the person can get out of this and move forward, not just say, well, someday they'll come and get it. But we ask God for that kind of wisdom to be doing that. So if someone who was suffering a lot recently, I said a lot of what I'm saying to you, and that person, when they realized, oh my gosh, this is a battle against me, and I'm not okay just to say, fight my battle, please, Lord Jesus, whatever you want to do. That's true. It's scriptural. But with the freedom inside, there needed to come a place of actually stepping in and saying, I separate myself, and I renounce any association with the opposite of everything that we're talking about here. And what you're doing is actually drawing a line in the sand and speaking out to the powers that be that want to kill you and rob you of everything that's good. It is that simple. Anything that will rob you from simple devotion to Christ is your arch enemy. And that is fear and control, I'm telling you. So this person who was suffering actually renounced fear and control. And there was a little tiny manifestation that I could see. And I went, oh my goodness. And I literally felt in the spirit. I mean, my whole being just went, whew. I could feel this assault on this beautiful, beautiful person who was suffering. I could feel it leave. And there was a change. It's like, oh, my goodness. So we have to own that for ourselves to be able to carry the fullness of that anointing to somebody else. And so when we play this song at the end, you'll love it. Many of you have heard it. We used to soak to it all the time. I encourage you to use the word renounce You know what renounce means? Renounce isn't just saying, I rebuke you, get away from me if you're trying to bother me or you've been in my mind, will, and emotions or you're coming from out. Either way, it's an assault. Whether it's inside or it's outside coming, who cares? It's there. You know, rebuking is great, but you can rebuke all day. One of the guys from Span Ministries was saying that you're talking about a pastoral time that he had. And he was really funny about it, but we were hanging out at the end, you know, on Friday night. And he was talking about this pastor who just comes in and, boom, you know, and people, boom, they go down on the ground and they get up again. Well, you know, the Holy Ghost is moving, but that's just the power hitting someone who needs to do what I'm suggesting here. Because if they're really, really out in the power of the Lord, they're not going to bounce like that. I didn't say that, but that's the truth. Because the Lord is the Lord, and he really wants to do something. And sometimes he does that and then does some surgery for us, and we stay down there, and things are coming and going, and that's fine. That's fine, too. But let's just wrap this up here, and then we'll play the song. So when we do play the song, I encourage you, again, use the word renounce. I renounce fear, and I renounce control. Because control will hold in place that which I don't want to hear. I don't like it. It shouldn't be. It'll come against our boundaries. It's really strong. Control is a spirit. It's not just, oh, I just took control. When this keeps happening in our life where we don't have the freedom that we want, it is. And so that's why I was so happy when, in tears, when Ben came in this house for the very first time, walked in, knowing us a little bit, but not a lot. And by the Spirit, he said, there's no control in this house, meaning control spirit. Imperfect people at times, I'm sure all of us, right? But it was just like, yeah, it's true. But it took a prophet to come and say that, to add credibility for some people, maybe. But it's the truth. So we want to make sure that there isn't anything touching us in the area. And not just flippantly saying, yeah, I controlled my wife, I controlled my husband, I control this, I control that. It's not a funny thing. So, you know, if there is, and we're not demon searching. We're just trying to take steps in appropriate warfare. So when we renounce ourselves, it really positions us for the miraculous and for deeper waves of love to be able to get in. But we have to believe that this is how he looks at us, as this beautiful rose of Sharon and lily of the valley. Okay. The rose is chosen for its, we're still in the first paragraph, chosen for its beauty and fragrance as the chief of flowers. A lily speaks of purity. The valley speaks of the low and dark places in this fallen world. She lives in purity in the midst of the dark valley and this fallen world. I just encourage you to read through that this week and think about it. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, Song 2:1. This also has a personal and corporate explanation, which explains how God sees you. Here we go. And I'm reading this out loud for those who are listening. Personally, the rose of Sharon is beautiful and fragrant by itself, just as you are beautiful in the fragrance of Christ to God and others. Number two, corporate. The lily is beautiful by itself, but when you look in a valley filled with the flowers, you see that all the flowers together make up an amazing scene. Your personal walk with God is beautiful and amazing, while your life with many other believers is like a multitude of flowers covering a valley. You are beautiful both individually and corporately with the body. I sure wish I would have known that when I was a little girl, when I had seeds and planted this little patch, lilies of the valley, because I didn't know Jesus. But I was a spiritual kid. I just didn't know him. Lily among thorns. Her love is weak but sincere. You are a lily. You are pure and beautiful in your love towards God. The thorns speak of sin. In the midst of sin and a sinful world, her love is alive and vibrant. Her love may be weak, but it is sincere. She is confident in her love towards God, even in the midst of the thorns around her. Do you like that? That makes me feel good. Love among the daughters. And this is for males and females. Just happens to hit on Mother's Day, so. Love among the daughters. You are one of many. You are beautiful and amazing to God individually, and you're part of the wider body of Christ. Jesus values both your personal walk before him as he calls you to the secret place in prayer and action with him. Matthew 6, 1 through 18. Also, you are part of the whole body of Christ. Together with the wider body of Christ, you are amazingly beautiful. Therefore, we need you to make the whole body of Christ complete and beautiful. Remember, he taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven," etc., because you are part of the whole body. Today, grow in confidence that your weak love is still sincere. Your weak love is beautiful to God, and your weak love is amazingly beautiful among the whole body of Christ. After all, there are no amazing super saints, just ordinary people called to do extraordinary things. And finally, in poetic language, the bride declares her primary life, purpose, and identity as being Jesus's inheritance. The rose and the lily are the same people identified as the bride in Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 2. The king sees her as a lily among the thorns, which, like the valley, speaks of sin. Thorns came forth as the result of the curse of Adam's sin. So that's yours to keep, and we're going to just close in prayer here. And if you feel like you need to repent, which is, Lord, just cleanse me of anything in my mind, will, emotions, or, you know, you haven't really felt the fire and the heat or whatever, and you want to continue to mature, this is how God sees us from heaven. And he's saying, come on, little rose. Come on, little lily of the valley. You can do this with my power, my strength, and I love you. But I'm calling you to obey me in purity. I'm calling you in full obedience. And when you see something in the Word, I'm really serious about that. Because you are my darling. You are my servant. You are my beautiful one. And you're everything to me. And I want to make you into who I am more and more. I've made plenty of stupid mistakes. And I have repented, best I know how, to the Lord, where he's cleansed my heart, cleansed my life. So don't worry if there's something like, oh my gosh, the Lord forgives and it's gone out of your life. However, the Lord also wants us to know that we need to renounce as part of that any association with anything that could have either been part of that or resulted from that, if at all, any kind of mistake, any kind of sin. And that's what Thorn is talking about here also. So that's why we renounce. So God's maturing us and giving us a greater depth of understanding of how to see the enemy that comes against us. And sometimes there's this unction that rises up, and there is prayer that's strong for healing, deliverance. And there are entities, and there are creatures, there are strongholds, just like there are angels. These are angels, and it's true. We don't fear them, but with the mighty Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, we can face anything, and every giant will fall. One thing Christy said when we were watching the kids and all that, when Goliath was killed, she sat next to me and said, he needs to cut off the head. and this is part of cutting off the head, doing this for our own self. And we'll be much more effective in our prayers for our family, for our friends, for others, for this ministry. We really will, for this county. So we just won't say, we need the love. It's like, what's that? And others will say, well, yes, that's really good, but let's just go pray. Well, it's not one or the other. It's knowing how to mold these things together, and that anointing will come up more and more. Amen? And I also want to say, just before I do this, if you can find, oh, what did I do with these? Carly, I sent them to you. Maybe it's on your phone. Is she in here? She's with kids. Can somebody run and get, maybe use her phone? I gave her two pictures like we can just put up after the song of the full roof on Pastor Jose's roof. It's just amazing. Oh my gosh. And he wanted us to be the first to see it. It's not on Facebook. Unless he did it today or this weekend, don't post it. But he said, thank you, Frontline Family, for making this possible. I just cried when I saw it. It was like, what? And I know we're going to be staying in there this summer, but it's massive. It's like, oh my gosh, there's the roof. Wow. And you guys did that. Thank you. He still needs windows, so if you want to give, go right ahead. But anyway, we're happy with the roof because we know what windows are. That's a nice blessing in the future, but not a necessity right now, but a roof is. So, Father, I just thank you for this time, and I thank you, Father, that you're stirring our hearts to really see you in a new way. You tell us that without faith, it's impossible to please you. God, that's tough to hear, because we want our faith to be so strong as a mustard seed that it pleases you. But you go on to say in the very same verse in Hebrews 11:6, we must believe that you are who you say you are. We've talked about you again today in a way that needs to prick our hearts and take us to that place of holiness and purity and tenderness, laying ourselves down for you first and then for others, not reversed. Just thank you, God, that we still do both, but God, we have the emphasis for you first. So I thank you, Lord, for that. And then finally, Lord, in that same verse, you say that you are a rewarder for those who diligently seek you. So today, let this be a day as we listen and receive and actually renounce anything, any partnership with fear and control, the antithesis, the opposite of faith, Lord, that it would happen and there would be a great exchange. And Lord, I'm saying that today will be a day where your love will be able to flow right in and push away anything that has been difficult for us. Push it out. Just push it by your power. Push it. And thank you, Lord, for the celebration we had earlier of all the moms and moms-to-be. Today we celebrate you. Right now we celebrate you as we listen to this closing song. So, amen. So if you guys, yeah, you can leave that up there and just listen to this and be encouraged. And let's have the sound up if we could. And God bless you guys.
Jesus. scepter of justice. Reign, you reign. How can I perceive your coming? May you find faith on this. Fairest of 10,000, you are. How can I perceive your beauty? I long to see.